This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. We are broadcasting from the Dallas Metroplex area. It is the baseball winter meetings today, officially day number one. Joined right now by Mike Claiborne and Ricky Horton. They are here as well. Fellas, good to see you. We're expecting a lot of fun here over the next few days.
Well, considering that the Soto deal is done, you would think that things are going to start to really escalate. But I always like this environment because you just never know what's going to happen. We've been here, you and I have been here, and we watched it really be a dud. Mm-hmm. But this year, I kind of get the feeling after what we learned last year, we're going to see a lot more activity.
Ricky, I know you're here doing stuff with the alumni, but you also wanted to see, you always hear about the winter meetings, you wanted to see it for yourself.
1980, I was drafted, so that's, I'll do the math, 44 years of being associated with professional baseball, and I've never been to the winter meetings. So this is all new to me, and as we're speaking, Hall of Famers are walking by, and people from different clubs that I know or either played against or are certainly covered as a broadcaster, and I just think it's high time I did it. And I'm excited. I think this year is an important year for all of us to pay attention to what's going on, because obviously the Cardinals, Matt, have been in a transition which is well understood and well known, and I think well communicated by the Cardinals that they're kind of taking a step backwards or at least standing still so they can go forward in the future. And I think a lot's going to happen here.
I don't know if you guys have noticed what I've noticed. When the first press conference took place with Chaim Bloom, it felt like the focus was on taking that step back. Since then, there's been a lot more talk about this can still be a competitive team. Now, I don't know if they're just trying to sell tickets, but it does feel like the storyline has maybe changed a little bit as the offseason's gone along.
I was on a big league team where the general manager came in. I won't say what team it was, but it was on the north side of the state of Illinois, and it was in the American League. So I'm not going to say where it was, but the general manager came in and said, look, guys, we're doing some rebuilding here, and, last year we lost 95 games. The year before, we lost 100. So I think if everything works out well and we stay competitive and nobody gets hurt, we have a chance to be a 500 team. That's what he said in our spring training meeting, and I about fell out of my chair. I just gotten traded from the Cardinals. I was stunned that I heard that, so here's the deal: once you get rolling, you don't ever say that. I don't care what team you are. If you're the Marlins, or if you're Seattle, or if you're the Cardinals, or if you're Milwaukee. I mean, if Milwaukee could have said that last year, they could have said,
yeah,
look, we lost Corbin Burns. We got no chance here, but let's just try to do well and worry about the future. You got to shift gears, Claves, and say, let's go to winning and see where we end up.
I think I agree with you. You just got to go out and let's go play. Let's not worry about records or anything like that. And I think that's what Pat Murphy did in Milwaukee. Yeah. Hey, let's just go out here and play and see what happens. And they ended up winning the division. They went wire to wire. Now, I don't know what he's going to say this year with you losing Adames and some other guys that they are thinking about moving. It's going to be a bigger challenge for them. But I think in St. Louis, we have some good players. And some of them are going to play a lot more than what they thought they were going to play. And there are going to be some guys that we're going to take a long, hard look at and see if they can play.
Talking about the division, Matt, one guy I'm really interested in hearing talk, and we're going to hear him shortly here today, is Terry Francona, who's now going to be leading the Cincinnati Reds. And I've always admired him. I just think he's done a great job of managing. Of course, I love David Bell, too. It's going to be intriguing what he's able to do with that Cincinnati team. They've got some good pieces, too. They just made a big deal getting rid of India, Jonathan India, recently. They got more pitching is what they need, and especially in a ballpark like that. But it'll be really, I'm really excited to hear what he has to say about his club.
I'm going to ask you this. How important do you think now is to have a different voice in the room? And I agree with you. I love David Bell. But I wonder, had his voice become monotonic to players where they weren't really into him? Tito, as we know, is a very feisty guy. And I'm wondering how much of an impact that's going to have, because I see it with the St. Louis Blues. When Jim Montgomery comes in, and I know Monty when he was playing at Maine, to see him come in and have an impact on a hockey team, I'm wondering, is the same thing going to happen in Cincinnati?
Bob,
they have good players,
yeah,
too.
They do. Well, Bob Forsch used to say all the time, one of his favorite sayings is, hey, sometimes you got to do something even if it's wrong. And I felt like he was talking about the importance of change in baseball. And baseball has to change. It evolves, and that's true of what happens in a clubhouse, because it's not just that, say, David Bell's voice isn't right, but you got a new sheriff in town. And then everybody goes, ooh, I wonder what the sheriff thinks of me. Mm-hmm. I better amp myself up here. I better think about, you know. And so the deck gets reshuffled, which I think is a good thing. It's not just, you know, the messaging, but it's the player kind of looking inward, saying, I've got to work hard to, because it's still about production in this game. And if you're complacent, that's a bad place to be.
I do wonder what kind of assurances Francona's got from the Reds ownership, because that's a team that bluntly has not invested much into the Major League roster. And if you're going to bring in a Hall of Fame manager, that guy's got to feel like he's got an opportunity to win.
Well, I think that they probably told him, do what you need to do. You know, he's got the important pieces. He's got some pitching now. He's got a decent offense. And I think when you take that job, Ricky, you already have the assurances where you're going to be able to run your ship the way you want to run it.
I think there's no doubt about that, and I think there's great respect for Francona, and you look at what he did for all those years in Cleveland. That wasn't a Cleveland team that you said, oh, boy, they were spending a lot of money getting the best players. They just found a way to get it done. And I think that's what they're banking on, that he can be a guy that maybe wins with less. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I think the division's going to be interesting again. Pittsburgh's better. We know that. And Milwaukee, I don't know what to think about Milwaukee with the changes that Klaib just said. And so, you know, as Klaib's also said, you got to go out and play.
And, you know, let's throw the Cubs in there.
Yeah.
If you look at the Cubs pitching staff, if they ever go out and get a bullpen, they're going to be a handful.
You mentioned Cleveland. The Cardinals all of a sudden have a very Cleveland feel to them with Rob Serfolio. The new farm director is in that from that tree as well. They've been so good at developing players. If you can go do some of what Cleveland has done, that probably is going to lead to good places.
Yeah, and so that also is added to Serfolio getting people in the minor league development staff that's going to be a part of his language and what he's done and what they've been able to do in Cleveland. And yes, I think that's kind of a missing piece for the Cardinals right now is, and the way I've been saying it, is finishing players, having enough staff at the minor league level. The staff has done a great job over the years. They just need more of them. They need more guys to take the minor league talented guys and finish them to be big league ready, and I think that's the challenge ahead.
Yeah, you know, you look at last offseason, and this is in no way, shape, or form a shot at Lance Lynn or Kyle Gibson, but their roles on the team, you want to be produced from the minor league system, where if you're going to go make a splash in free agency, you're getting basically all-star caliber type players.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say that I have great respect for those guys, but in some ways, you know, the idea of getting, you know, fairly expensive duct tape to fix what's going on is not the solution anymore. And the Cardinals have said, you know, we tried that, and it, you know, the idea of just getting into the playoffs and see what happens, but they realize, I think, because of the economics of the game now, and TV has something to do with that, and all the things that are going on in baseball globally, you know, the landscape is change. You know, the Cardinals aren't going to spend $750 million on a player. They're not going to do that. So you're going to have to develop guys, and I think shifting Klaib's the idea to spending money in development is clearly the message, and I think it's the right one.
I'm good with it, and I've always said this. If I owned a team, I would go out, that $5 million I'm paying for a guy who can't help me on the big league roster, I'm investing in the minor leagues. I'm going to find quality former big leaguers to run my A ball and teach guys the game at the beginning compared to trying to do something with a guy at AAA. And I like that direction of what the Cardinals are trying to do. And you know what? We talked about two guys who I love in Lance Lynn and Kyle Gibson. I hope if they elect not to play, that the Cardinals can use those guys to be what I'm talking about with regard to development down the road.
And let me say about both of those guys, too, and I think what they did last year to help the Cardinals get better was clear. The Cardinals are not as good without those guys. And I don't mean just their performance. Both of them pitched well. Did you get any scoop?
We're going to catch up later.
Okay. Yeah. But the idea is, you know, those guys were helpful, but they were also helpful in the clubhouse. And so that's going to be I think one of the challenges for the Cardinals in 2024 is going to be probably not as much veteran voices in the clubhouse. So I think the burden of coaching is going to be escalated, I would say.
I switching gears a little bit, because the Juan Soto signing from yesterday clearly is the biggest story so far here at the winter meetings. I ran some numbers. David Stearns now runs the Mets. He's their president of baseball operations. He previously with the Brewers. In 7 years running the Brewers, his entire payroll combined for 7 years was about $643 million. He, in one signing, spent more than he did in 7 years combined in Milwaukee.
So he showed his versatility. He can go both. And well, it depends on who you're answering to, right?
I wish I had that job. You know what's interesting about that situation when you think about Stearns and what he's able to do, and it's amazing when you have those resources, how things work. And you know, if I'm David Stearns, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm gonna sign him because I'm not gonna be here in 15 years.
Yeah.
It won't make a difference. And I think that's something you have to take into account for all these big contracts. These guys who are putting their pen to paper, they won't be around that long.
What's true about big contracts, and has always been true, and I remember the Yankees in the 70s and being somewhat of a Yankees fan back then, they were signing everybody. Steinbrenner was signing everybody, and at the time, multi-million dollar contracts, which was all the money in the world at the time, certainly in the baseball world. And yet, it didn't always work. So, and it doesn't always work because you know, you still got to do nine guys. You can, you know, your right fielder is going to get four at-bats. He might walk once. He might pop out. He ground out. You know, and may no balls hit. You might not be a factor that day. The game doesn't always come to you necessarily, and we see that in baseball. So you need nine guys, clearly, to be a team. So it doesn't always work. But for a team like the Mets, who are kind of knocking at the door, I understand why they did it, because they're trying to find that kind of that next big oomph to get them from a good team, a really good team, to an even better.
I do wonder how much of it is David Stearns and how much of it was Steve Cohen. Because
Steve Cohen. He signs the checks. Yeah. Steve Cohen. Stearns just makes a recommendation, but Cohen has to sign off on
it. He's a consigliere, is what you're saying.
He's Tom Hagen. We've lost half our audience now. We don't know who Tom Hagen is.
Everybody's seen The Godfather. Come on.
Well, wait a minute. There's a couple of people who haven't seen it I know of.
That's Mike Claiborne. That's Ricky Horton. I'm Matt Pauly. We're going to be with you guys throughout the duration of the winter meetings. Fellas, thanks for stopping by for a little bit.
You bet, Matt.
Good seeing you, Matt. We'll see a lot of each other this week.
Absolutely. And first countdown to opening day show will be coming up on Thursday night here on KMOX and across the Cardinals radio network. Another break. We got more coming up from Dallas. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.